49 minutes past the hour, talking about the perception, you know, because in art, you're supposed to be able to look at the actor and how they're portraying that character.
Exactly.
But look at Robert De Niro. He's married to a black woman.
Yeah.
Although he has been with black women on screen and white women. So yeah. I guess, yeah.
But I think the big thing is, like, everybody's been floating this picture around.
Yes, and it's quite funny.
A tweet, and they have a picture of, who is it?
We tweeted
it. It's got Harold Parnay, or Parnot. Right. It's got Taye Diggs, and it also has Terrence Howard. And I just saw it. It says
they're in an interracial relationship.
It says black women be like, I want a man just like one of the guys from Best Man Holiday. Then at the bottom of the picture, it has, it's only a movie, baby girl, and it has those three guys with their white women.
Which I really don't have a problem with who you marry. I mean, but you know what? Some people are going like, hey, you know, that one tweet could have hurt that movie. With some women.
You think
and
so?
And listen, I talk like this lady Tamron's writing and talking about, I'm telling you.
Right.
You know, if I had known some of that, I probably wouldn't support the movie. Maybe that's your interracial issues. I don't know.
Yeah, that's over the top.
What about the chick from Baggage Claim?
Paula Patton.
Paula Patton is married to Robin Thicke, but in Baggage Claim, she's with all black men. Do you not believe her? Because she's married. We know that she's married to a white man.
Wow. Just makes it seem unrealistic.
I don't know. How do you feel about that? What's your take? Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
The thing is, it's the movie. People don't realize it's the movie. We're not going to sit there and, you know, be like, oh, well, they can't play this part because of their personal life. It's a movie. They're actors. They're not real people.
Yeah, but actually, you know, a lot of people, you know, unfortunately, they will look at that and go, I don't know if I believe them.
Somebody just tweeted me, the guy from 12 Years a Slave is also has a white wife or woman.
But he's a good actor. You know. Good morning. Hello.
Hi. What about last holiday when Queen Latifah had LL Cool J as a love interest?
Didn't believe it. I'm not saying that. I did not believe. I love Queen. She's one of my favorite actors. I love her. But I don't ever believe her love scenes. And I don't think I don't care if she's gay or not. I just don't. Like, she and Common, that was just like, ouch. And I love Common. But same thing with Baggage Claim, though. We had nothing to do with lesbian or anything. I just didn't. The love scenes.
You didn't believe it.
They were not.
Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
I'm not sure why people have a problem with this. They don't have a problem with a white female with a black male. They have a problem with that, but they don't have a problem with a white man with a black female.
Damn right. Mm. Just kidding.
I wonder why is that.
Good morning.
I don't have a problem with any of it. Listen.
Good morning.
Yes, your comment, please.
Yes, I just think that it's just ridiculous that that we would even have to go there. Like, we're all human. You talk about it every day on the rush. Russ, Alfredo, all of y'all talk about it every day. We are all human. What does it matter what they're going on to? That movie was great. I cried the whole time. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure I will cry again if I saw it. And I just don't even believe that people even have to take their minds here.
Unfortunately, they do. And, you know,
tweet.
Does that mean they aren't good actors? The viewers weren't convinced. Leo DiCaprio convinced. To me, he was retarded in Gilbert Grape. He was so great. Good in Gilbert Grape.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, that was the best movie ever.
Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, your comment, please.
I think people need to just kind of get over it. These are actors. Yeah. Everyone has a personal life. People just need to get over the whole interracial thing because the fact is we're all mixed up somewhere.
Absolutely. I agree with that.
Tweet.
King Kelson, our Urban Informer, says, I believed Queen's relationship and set it off.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I did believe it. I lied. I did, too. Q Gayton says, my mom is married to a white man. It's the 21st century. Get over it, black and white people.
Yeah.
Let's see. K-Boy Forever 69 says, it's called acting. We black folk got upset when the film was described as black. Now people are getting upset.
Why are we so angry? Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Yes, how are you? I was just kidding.
I'm good. How are you guys this morning?
All right, your comment, please.
I agree with the first person. It's called acting for a reason. But if you aren't feeling the portrayal to be realistic, that's one thing. But it is the 21st century. Please get over the interracial relationships in reality.
Let me go a step further. Would it change your perception of, let's say, Terrence Howard? Because, you know, he's been charged with domestic abuse in a number of situations, with not just one, but maybe two women, allegedly.
No, but if he was married to a black woman, I don't think it would have been different.
I'm taking color out of it right now. I'm talking about him being...
She's talking about a portrayal.
He's an abuser. Allegedly, he abuses some of the women that are in his life. Does that change you when you watch him? Yeah. Not yet. That's what I'm saying. So, but does it change your perception of his performance in the movie because of his personal life?
Absolutely not.
Okay. So. All right, I appreciate that.
Tweet.
Quay82 says, I saw a quote supposedly from Taye Diggs. He said he was thankful for his wife after being around black women. He's come out and said he did not say that, by the way. Right. Red Eye Ink says, at the same time, whites won't go see the movies at all because they have a problem with blacks, period.
Not all whites.
I don't think that's I think sometimes when you put black in the name of a movie, that might make somebody not want to go see it because maybe they think it's not for them.
Yeah.
But I don't think.
Yeah, that you have to think about that.
You got to think about that. I'm not going to see a movie that's...
Black Nativity is probably a really good movie.
Yeah, good musical. Brit saw that.
Yeah. I liked it.
All right. Good morning. Hello. Hello. Good morning. Lost you. Call me back. Good morning. Hello. Hello.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Good morning. Hello.
Yeah, I got a comment.
Yes, go ahead, please.
It's 2013, not 1913. We need to get over all that stuff.
Yeah,
I agree.
Preach.
Good point. Good morning. Hello.
Hi, Russ. This is Star from Cincinnati.
Yes, ma'am.
And I just wanted to make a comment on what you guys were talking about with the best man.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Well, I'm just calling to say no, that I don't feel like it's an issue. I love the best man. I thought it was absolutely beautiful. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, in our society, especially being raised a black woman, mm-hmm. you know, they felt like, when black men go to a white woman, it's a cop out. But when black women find a white man, it's an upgrade. I don't know what that is.
Wow.
No comment. Genasio Sino says, R. Kelly pees on girls and I still jam him. What are you talking about? Oh my gosh. Jacqueline.
What is that? Oh my gosh.
That's so funny.